Hello. Episode 99 of 100.
Whoa, yeah. You're calling it?
Yeah. The 100's the last episode. Yeah.
We're going out with a bang.
We're already falling apart.
Well, we lost a man, for sure.
Yeah, Shane had another kid.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I shouldn't have said that. Sorry, Shane. Totally revealed that he's already been a father multiple times.
You can't get pregnant right away after, right?
He can.
Oh, you could.
He can get pregnant.
He could be unfaithful. Is that what you're implying?
The baby would be in him.
I mean, you can, right?
There's a
6-week rule, but like, yeah. Fuck rules,
rules,
dude.
Rules are made to be broken.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's not, it probably doesn't feel good.
No, it's not an enjoyable conception, I'm sure.
No, right. Shane, this week.
Yeah, Shane's out.
He bailed. He said, oh, yeah, it's 9 a.m. Sunday. Yeah, I could probably do that.
He was taking his new boy to the NAMBLA convention to meet all of dad's
just
friends.
Well, that's kind of cool. It's like a play date.
He's other kids. Yeah, it's going to bring a whole new definition to the term play date.
As early as 4 weeks after giving birth, you can get pregnant again.
Well.
Yeah, I was going to say there's got to be some, like, sort of cycle.
There's no way it'd be, like, that day.
That's yeah.
How do you think twins are born, dude? Woman gives birth, immediately is like, oh, I've been waiting to have sex with my man. Yeah. And then they have sex, and then it's like, fuck, you guys should have waited. Twins coming. You know?
That's how it happens.
There's identical twins, that's where they happen at the same time, but fraternal twins is where it's like, you give birth, have sex in the OR, birth right away.
Whoa.
And they're like, well, there's another rabbit in this hat.
Well, I don't understand why more people don't just, like, if you want 3 kids, just knock it out, you know, boom, boom, boom. Like,
it's not enjoyable for the woman. She's in a lot of pain. Giving birth is, I guess, painful to some.
Zach doesn't care about women.
To some of the weaker-willed women out there. That's what it is. Just take an aspirin, pop another one out. Guy, talking about the shirts off golf guy.
That guy was so good.
Have you seen this, Zach?
No.
Oh my god, this guy went viral. There was like a confrontation at a golf course, and this guy like won't move. I don't know like what the buildup was, but there's a confrontation and this guy's like standing there, and like this guy has problems.
Yeah.
And they're like yelling.
Mental problems.
Yeah. They're like yelling at each other, and then all of a sudden this guy, he takes off, he rips his shirt off, and he does like this big flex and this weird face. He's like, oh yeah, you want to see God, shit stack? Like,
oh, I know which one you're talking about. I did see this video. No, he was saying something like. Like, he's been to heaven, or that, like, yeah.
All kinds of good... Dude.
They're a good line.
You want to see God shit stack as he's, like, flexing and, like, marveling at his own arms?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, and then the lady in the golf cart's like, we need to go right now. Like, and they just, like, drive away.
Yeah. That's such a powerful line. That's ultimate. If somebody hit me with that, I'd be like, ooh, yeah, no.
Ooh,
I'm out of here.
Today is not the day I see God.
No. Do you want to see God shit stack?
Just a nuance, too. Just the term shit stack as well. Like, you don't hear that ever.
No.
It's a good one.
When you get, like, cuss words at you thrown like that or combination of words, I feel like that's, like, so disarming. You're like, wait,
shit stack.
My brain, like, what is that? Like, is it, like, you're shitting so much that it, like, stacks up? Or is it, like...
You're just not worth anything. You're just a stack of shit.
Yeah. That's, like, I'm equating your mass as, like, a... equivalent or less than like a stack of shits.
You're not just a piece of shit. You're just an amalgamation of a whole bunch of different shits, one on top of the other.
Uh-huh.
It does make you stop.
Like, you weren't just like an accidental, like, fuck, no. I have to take a shit. You're like, I spent my time shitting this stack.
Like, I didn't know
deliberate that. Stack of shit.
I didn't know they stack shit that high, private pile. That's the only other instance where I can think of it being used in media.
I'm also surprised, like, so many of those where they throw things out like that, like, the person that's being yelled at doesn't just, like, stop and just, like,
damn.
Yeah, that was a good one.
You got me.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, I feel like that's a good opportunity to diffuse the situation and just, like, bask in the glory of what just happened, you know?
Yeah.
The only other one I can think of recently, well, this was probably a couple years back now, was You're Not That Guy, Pal. You're not that guy.
What was that for?
I don't know. There's like a confrontation in a supermarket and some old guy, some like kids are getting in his face and he goes, "You're not that guy, pal. You're not that guy."
That's good.
That's yeah. so good.
And it was like,
it's ambiguous too, but it's just, it's like you're trying to front at being something you're not kind yeah. of thing. And it's like, ooh, that's...
That's... And it was just like, yeah, I guess I'm not that guy. Jeez.
Yeah. That is good. Or like hearing just fucking like, not a, like not again.
Yeah,
it's like, oh shit, like this is okay, this guy gets into fucking scraps. Yeah. Okay, you know, not yeah, not today.
I fight. I'm a fighter.
I'm not going back. Yeah, it's like, okay, all right,
well, you're definitely not going back by me, so have a nice day.
1000%.
Enjoy your day, pal. This news story kind of got buried a little bit, but the like Amber Heard Mercy outfit. Have you guys seen this?
No.
Okay, so when Amber when Amber Heard was dating Elon Musk years ago, like something came up between them where he was like, "Oh, I'm a big fan of like Mercy from Overwatch," and she got like she spent like months with like an artist like making a cosplay outfit, like a Mercy cosplay outfit with like the wings and like the halo, and it was yeah. like very custom made, and there was a thing where it was like she like pushed a button or something and like the wings came out.
It was perfectly tailored.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was like multiple outfit like refitting and yeah. months process and cost for like thousands of dollars. And
Zach's looking at it right
this
now.
This was like this was probably like 10 years ago. Yeah. And he posted a photo of her in the outfit on Twitter, yes. on X or whatever. And he was like, it was like, "I'm confirming like yeah. that this happened," and quote, "It was awesome." And that is like a private photo between yeah. the two that she like did not agree to like have it be shared. And it's like pretty, nobody like really gave him shit for posting it.
No, which like,
yeah, I don't know.
I feel like you can't.
You can't.
Like that's,
no.
Especially that was pretty, not meant for public consumption. Correct. It's like, it's not like a nude.
It's not like but super over-sexualized, but it's definitely like an intimate moment between two people.
Yeah, 100%.
It's a scandalous outfit.
It's like clearly like they had sex right after that photo mm-hmm. was taken, you know?
And with all the stuff of like her and Johnny Depp, she's still like recovering PR image wise.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely so, you don't want to kick somebody while they're down.
No, that's not a good look.
It was, I mean, not.
Well, at the same time, it's not like surprising that Elon Musk no. that he's a fucking psycho.
I feel like he's speed running his demise.
Yeah. He's doing such a good job 100%.
Like it's almost like the because, like, his theory is we're all, like, living in an algorithm and shit, right?
Yeah.
Which, like, it's like, okay. Like, I understand the belief behind that. It's just he, the past couple years, he's just, like,
he's min-maxing his downfall.
Yes, I'm going to do everything I can to be, like, evil. It was, like, funny and goofy the first couple years, you know? Yeah. And then once he bought Twitter, it was, like, okay.
Yeah, the Twitter thing especially, it just seems like he's systematically trying to make the worst decision.
Yeah.
Because, like, everything that he's done with that is like, okay, we have all these options. Which one's the worst one?
Yeah.
We're doing that.
Yeah.
It's like, how the fuck do you... I don't know.
There was, like, a rumor within, like, the past week where it was like, oh, we're gonna make everybody start paying for Twitter.
Uh-huh.
And it yeah, was he like, said that because he was trying to fight bots. And the only way to do that is to make everyone have a subscription. That's small, but still...
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's stupid.
We'll see where that goes. And then there's, like, all this Ukraine stuff where he, like, there was, like, an attack that Ukraine was going to do on Russia. And, like,
he
turned off the Neural... Not the Neuralink, the...
That shit
Starlink,
is
the yeah. Starlink web systems.
Yeah. yeah. That was just 100% straight capitalistic war profiteering.
Yeah.
Where he just fucking... He essentially blackmailed Ukraine into paying them.
Yeah. That's super villain shit right
that
there.
That is super villain
straight
shit.
Straight up.
Yeah, 100%.
Like that, I honestly think that there was a Bond
that did
that had a villain that had like a series of satellites that they were like trying to disrupt, you know?
I think it was Moonraker.
Like, yeah.
The old one with jaws and the metal teeth. That guy always scared me.
And I know in GoldenEye, at the very end, the last act is like they're trying to, he's trying to blow up a big like satellite thing in the jungle.
The radio.
Yeah. I don't know. He needs to stop watching Bond movies. Because
it controlled the satellite that shot the laser.
Yes.
That's what it was.
My roommate has been out of town. So last night I was ultimate piece of shit move. Just got fucking naked. Giant pizza from Domino's, breadsticks, watched all of John Wick 4. Took me like 4 hours, like 4.5 hours to watch all of a almost three-hour movie.
Dude, it's a long movie.
It's a fucking long movie. And you know what? To see like a old, like a 60-year-old man just roll around for like 20 minutes at a time, each fight scene, let that boy go. You know?
Is Keanu really 60?
No.
Yeah.
He's like 50-something.
No. For sure 60 years old.
I don't think so. He looks good.
I got it.
There's no way.
59.
Yeah, called it.
Okay. My favorite part, have you seen it?
No, I don't think I've seen the fourth
one. My favorite part, there's only one person in the entire series that gets away with hitting John Wick without any repercussions, and it's that the gentleman named Klaus, where all he could say is, "My name is Klaus," and he says it like fucking weird, and he has like stringy hair and weird tattoos. And he gets to hit John Wick in the face and live to tell the tale.
Whoa.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't even remember that part.
I stuck out because I like got like a belly laugh because he just was able to say his name. Like, my name is Klaus.
It ends with a pretty interesting...
He's not dead. They're going to do John Wick. Yeah, they're going to do John Wick 5 because there's too much money. He needs to roll around more. He needs to do...
More double taps.
I did like the Dragon's Breath shotguns. They should use that more in every single movie.
Yeah, I don't like how they've turned into like their suits are bulletproof now.
Yeah.
It's like... Shoot them in the head.
Not only that, okay, just blow them up.
Yeah.
Poison him. Do like, I'll kill John Wick so easy. Give me a drone. I'll drop a grenade from a drone.
You pepper spray him real quick, yeah. And then he's done.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, there's a blind guy in this one.
That would be cool if John Wick 5 is just a 15-minute movie where he just walks in, gets pepper sprayed, and shot, and it's like, well, that was it.
Damn. It's a short film.
Someone finally cracked it.
They bury him next to his dog and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can you bury pets in human cemeteries?
Yes.
No. With enough money, for sure.
Could you bury yourself with your pet?
Like a pharaoh?
I guess. I'm talking like in the coffin.
Again, with enough money. I don't know what the rules are.
Are you like putting your dog down with like... like if you die, do you want me to put Oscar down and bury him with you?
Maybe. Maybe. Or clone him and then put the clone in with me.
Got it.
And then let natural Oscar live his life and then take that some of that extra clone DNA and then get another one going.
Okay.
Yeah.
Easy.
I like that. Oh, you want a brother that's yourself?
But I ate a bunch of pizza and then first thing this morning clogged the toilet.
Nice. And you can't blame it on the roommate either.
Nope, exactly.
It's all me.
All me. I haven't clogged a toilet in a long time. It was a how much good is the, feeling.
What kind of pizza? How much did you eat the whole pizza?
I ate 3/4 of the pizza and 16.
What kind of pizza?
Pepperoni, ham, and jalapeno.
Oof.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Yeah. It's definitely rough.
Ham and pepperoni?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oof. Sodium, baby.
Nice.
What else?
The Mexico alien.
That looks so fucking cool. Fake.
It's real, dude.
No, that looks fucking stupid.
Why?
That doesn't even look like... Alright, I have a huge...
It's E.T.
It's fucking E.T. It looks exactly like E.T. And it just looks like a fucking plastic movie prop. The dude who brought it, who's like involved with that aspect of things too. When you do a deep dive, he's like in, he's involved in so much other shit that has been like proven to be a hoax, where it's like, well, that's not a really great track record.
Yeah.
No, they're 100% real. They did the carbon dating on it. They're old.
One of them has eggs in him.
I didn't read that.
Yeah.
The, also, the chances that any sort of alien, like extraterrestrial, would have two legs, two arms, and a head with like eyes and a nose pretty similar to humans is fucking wild.
What do you
think?
It's us from the future, dude.
What do you think? I mean, maybe. That could be a dimensional thing, but they're not extraterrestrials then, are they?
What are you talking about? The aliens created us in their image.
No, the Star Trek idea.
Okay. Spoiler.
Do you know what I'm talking about? The whole like premise of Star Trek, they like do they like retcon it towards the end of the one with what's his name? Jean-Luc.
Mm-hmm.
What's Patrick Stewart?
Yeah.
The whole reasoning is that like
the next generation.
Yeah, that's the one. The whole idea is like, why are all the aliens looking basically the same? They have two legs and two arms because like some art like way long ago alien species went around and just dropping seeds on every planet,
nice.
Just dropping loads, and that's why everybody is so similar.
That's chill. That I can get sense. Behind that.
Yeah, it's reasonable.
It's kind of got like a Scientology Xenu aspect.
Really, it does, yeah.
Yeah.
Which, hey, maybe they got it right.
Yeah, as a Scientologist, I like hearing about that. What else? Little stale news, but Vladimir Putin has banned OnlyFans in Russia.
That's crazy.
Wait, why?
I don't know. Just like ungodly.
What does he care about that?
I don't know. I feel like that's... He's not going through his most popular phase right now.
Really?
Yeah, for some reason.
I feel like he still does have like the majority. He is like he might be down to like 70% on the approval rating.
I mean, it doesn't matter because it's like their elections are a joke. But like, why do that? Like, why ban something that brings so much pleasure? Or it's like tax. They like haven't figured out how to like tax it, right?
My first thought was like, it's the same like bullshit argument you hear. I mean, maybe not bullshit, but like TikTok here that it's like a vessel for spying
for
a different country.
That's probably it.
It probably is.
It's a privacy thing. It's like the Russian government doesn't have a backdoor into it, so they're like, fuck you then.
But think of how many like Russian women spies could potentially get useful information out of American soldiers that are subscribing to their OnlyFans. Like troop positions.
Oh, where are you at? You're so hot. What's your GPS location?
And I mean, maybe I just don't understand about how OnlyFans work, but I don't think you interact with your people, do you?
You do.
Corey does.
Oh. Yeah, I'm chatting online all the time.
All of his subs.
Really? You can like chat to the person?
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. That's like the appeal of it.
I didn't understand.
You pay...
They're like cam girls, then. What's the difference, then? I don't understand.
I'm not experienced with cam girl situations, but I feel like cam girl is more like a live event type thing, where it's like a video stream is going, mm-hmm. and like people are like chatting in, and they're like doing stuff. Whereas I feel like OnlyFans, it's like... It's a lot of like SMS texting, and then it's like, oh, do you want to see this vid? And then it's like, this vid is like $50 to look at, and you're just like, why would I ever pay $50 for that? You know?
Wait, there's pornography on OnlyFans?
From what you've told me.
I didn't know that. I support artists.
Yeah. Remember when OnlyFans for a few months they announced that they were gonna ban porn for a little bit, and everyone was like, fuck you, dude. No
like,
way.
What?
There's no way.
What are you
That's
doing?
Such a weird. This is like the beginning of them? They just didn't understand.
No, this was like. So OnlyFans had been going on for like a couple years, and then.
It was like the height of their popularity.
Then Elon Musk took over, and he's like, we're going to ban porn. We're just going to try and tank this whole thing.
I don't know why they said. I think they were trying to make it more of like an Instagram. Like, they were trying to broaden the appeal of it.
That's so weird, just not even understanding your own product.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, like, I don't know if OnlyFans was made with the mindset of it being, like, mostly pornographic material.
The name suggests it kind of was.
Well, no. It's kind of like Patreon, right? Like, it's essentially, like, it's a freemium thing that you can do to, like, directly charge viewers to looking at content without, like, a middleman. Even though the middleman is Patreon or, like, OnlyFans. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I get your argument. That's fair.
Because, like, is Patreon... Like, when I think of Patreon, I think of, like, premium podcast stuff, yeah, right? Or, like, yeah, there's video content, but it's not, like... When I think of OnlyFans, I, like, immediately think of, like, pornographic shit.
Yeah.
Whereas Patreon is more, like...
The top earners in on the platform are a specific genre.
Yeah.
Where it's, like, Patreon is definitely podcasts.
But there also is, like, it's not just podcasts.
No.
But I think that's probably the top of mind.
Or it's, like, video podcasts, yeah, or, like, yeah, in it's premium non-pornographic material.
I mean, there's lots of communities for Patreon out there, but, like, yeah, it's just, you know, club access. Yeah. It's just club.
Yeah.
I'm in a secret Patreon club.
Yeah? What's it called?
I can't tell you.
That's cool. That's fun content. Yeah. Thank you, Corey.
Sorry.
That's
secrets I can't tell you. So that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
The Doge meme and the Dogecoin dog has passed away from leukemia at age 12.
That's a good life. That's a good long...
12 is good for...
It's not great. It's not terrible.
Yeah, it's kind of like median for that kind of size of dog.
Yeah.
But...
RIP to a legend.
That's not the amount of life in your years. That's not the amount of years in your life. That's the amount of life in your years, dude. Yeah. You became an internet meme and, like, one of the top cryptos for a while just, like, by being a fucking stupid-looking dog, you know? Like, that's pretty chill.
Oscar has something to say about that.
We gotta make an Osc coin.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
He could. He's handsome enough.
I don't know. His agents are super stingy, though. It's really hard to, like, get a deal through. Fun fact. Jimmy Carter is the first U.S. president to be born in a hospital.
What?
Isn't that crazy?
I just saw that he turned 99, but...
He's been in, like, hospice for, like, a year. He's still kicking.
Whoa. Yeah. I thought he was still, like, building houses.
No.
It wasn't that long ago that he was.
Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah. It was, like, 4 years ago, maybe?
Yeah. My cousin and I did a Habitat for Humanity thing one day.
How was that?
It was okay. Our uncle... I was, like, in, like, middle school, high school. But our uncle was, like... It was, like, summertime, and he's like, you guys can't just be, like, playing video games all day. And so it's like, okay. And so he's like, I volunteered you guys for this, to, like, build a house. And we're like, oh, okay, cool, sick.
Yeah.
And, like, we show up, and it's, like, 8 a.m., and they're like, see this big pile of dirt over here? It's like, you need to move that pile of dirt over here.
It's like prison labor. There's no temporary. All right, cool.
And they're like, there's shovels over here, you know, like, no gloves, no anything. They're like, yeah, this dirt.
Did it actually help? Was there a reason to move the dirt?
Technically, there was, but it was like, this volunteer is an electrician. This volunteer is a plumber. This one. And it's like, these volunteers are like two fucking ninth graders that, like, don't know jack shit, but they have lots of energy. So, like, let's just have them move this big pile of dirt. They had dug a trench in the dirt to where, like, the plumbing and electrical was, like, gonna go underground. Yeah. And they had all this dirt, and they're like, yeah, we need to move it closer to the sidewalk so that the truck can, like, pick it up easier.
Yeah.
And so we did that for, like...
It is prison labor.
Yeah. And so you're supposed to work from, like, 8 to 12, and then you get a lunch break, and then you're supposed to work from, like, 1 to 5, and then you're done.
Yeah.
And, like, man, we were counting down until the lunch break, and we're, like, sweating. But moving dirt is
it's a lot of work.
And it was in, like, Santa Ana. Yeah. It was summer. It was super fucking hot. We, like, didn't have sunscreen, no hats, like, no sunglasses. Yeah. Idiot kids, right? Don't know shit about anything. And we're, like, huffing and puffing, and then they're like, oh, great job. You know, everybody has, like, their big sun hats, and, like, they have, like, their fans with water and shit. and lunchtime happened, and we were like, we're fucking out of here. And we bailed.
No.
And then we went to like an internet cafe and played video games until 5 and then came home and was like, how was it? It was like, it was good. Like, yeah, it felt good. Like, we're done. Like, we did it. Like, we're not doing it again.
Okay, I'm good.
Yeah.
Damn.
But yeah, first president to be born in a hospital. Everybody was like home births. They didn't do hospital births back in the day.
100 years ago, 1923, there probably wasn't even that many hospitals, you know? Well, you got like one in every like couple towns.
And a lot of them were private.
Or what? Like university.
Yeah.
Like,
have you guys research? Ever watched The Nick?
No.
It's like, yeah, like back before like child labor laws and shit, back before FDR did a bunch of like New Deal stuff, like there wasn't like insurance, only like it was like high society had insurance and shit. And people would, if you went to the hospital and you couldn't pay, they wouldn't treat you.
It sounds kind of familiar.
Yeah. I mean, it's, we're not that far off.
Yeah.
But,
well, it's a little different. They still treat you, but then they make you bankrupt after. It's,
yeah.
It's fine.
Well, and it's like how they used to have,
like... The system works.
They used to have, like, private, like, firefighters where, like, houses would be on fire. And if it's, like, it was from a poor neighborhood, they would just, like, let it burn.
Do they still have those volunteer firefighter communities? Where they don't, like, have a fire department? It's all volunteers?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're not letting houses burn down. But it's not
based off of, like, what neighborhood you're in. Or if there's, like, a fire and it's, like, a rich house, the, like... There would be two firefighting companies that would legitimately like get into a physical fight outside of the house while it was on fire, so they could.
This does not sound wrong at all. I mean, there's those fires in Malibu, like the Kardashians and fucking Kanye West hired out private firefighters that stayed at the house and defended it.
What I'm saying is there was not even a public option available. Like we have like LAFD, right?
No, I hear you. There's a difference. I'm just saying it's not that much.
Yeah.
It's a little bit better now.
Yeah, a little bit better now.
I want to be like a fire jumper. Like get...
Claim jumpers?
No, that'd be cool too though.
The guys that like go into like the forest and parachute in.
What do they call those?
There's something jumper.
Fuck.
No, they have like a really sick nickname.
They do.
Feel like.
They do. I made like a tiny little documentary on them one time and I forgot.
Wow. They're like Roughnecks or
it's a sick name.
Like Ruckers or something cool.
Smoke jumpers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They get faded as hell.
This gotta be such a dangerous job.
I saw them, there was like some movie that came out recently and they were showing them how to, you like get on the ground and like cover yourself up with this like fire resistant tarp. While like the firestorm like passes over you,
crazy.
And I think that would be exhilarating.
That'd be phenomenal. Pass. Not just that, like the part of being in a fucking forest fire, which is gnarly to begin with, but just parachuting in. Like, there's so many weird gusts and temperatures. Yeah. It's got to be super hard to parachute in.
I think they are called fire jumpers. I don't think they parachute in.
They do. Smoke jumpers parachute in.
I think, I don't know if they parachute, but I know a lot of them like. Belay down like helicopters and shit.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Smoke jumpers are specially trained wildland firefighters who provide an initial attack response on remote wildland fires. They are inserted at the site of the fire by parachute.
Okay, that's pretty.
I don't know.
You're wrong.
Yeah.
What is that, Wikipedia?
Actually, yeah.
I do like. Or either that or like the fire watch tower out in the middle of nowhere.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I could do that. Give me internet. I'm
just
happy.
Fucking smoke weed. Hey, there's smoke over there. It's like your whole job.
Yeah. That's cool.
Sure.
That's fucking boring. Cool as hell.
We got to talk about that diarrhea on the plane situation that happened a couple weeks ago.
Diarrhea on the plane.
Plane going from Atlanta to Ibiza. It's like an hour or two into the flight, someone has like crazy explosive diarrhea and like can't get to the bathroom quick enough, and so like they shit all over the aisle
as they're running
trying to get to the bathroom. Oh. And it's like exploding out of them, and it was so severe that they were 2 hours into the flight and they had to turn around. The pilot was like, we have a fucking biohazard like emergency. And like people are throwing up. You can, and it's like there's video of it, not of the person shitting, but of like the shit on the aisle. And it's like multiple, it's like a lot of shit. And to like, you're so close to being at the halfway point, you know? So like, it's like, damn, like, fuck, I'm going to Ibiza, but this plane is filled with shit and like, I can't breathe. It's like, fuck, should we just like bite our teeth and like make it there? Or it's like, no, like not only do I have to sit in this like shit filled plane, but like, I have to go back 2 hours now and then I have to go back to the airport and then I have to figure out another flight to get to like my vacation, whatever.
Ooh. The person who did that, though, like, obvious accident.
Yeah.
I would kill myself. That's the most mortifying thing to... One, like, okay, you shit on the entire plane and caused it a horrible experience for everyone. And it's public and everybody knows it was you.
Yes.
That's fucking horrifying. Now you've also delayed their whole flight. Yes. And now they're fucking angry at you, too. And it's like, oh, God, whoever did that, that poor person, that's terrible.
I feel like at that point, you just have to, like, lean into it. And you're just like, it was me.
Yeah.
I did it.
What? I mean...
Yeah.
Well, because everybody knows it was you. That's when you're, like, you, like, take your glass, you know?
Yes, exactly.
And you're like, 100%. Listen, everybody. The, like, the flight attendant, like, gives you the mic.
Yeah.
And you're like, hey, like, I really just want to, like, apologize to everybody. And you're like...
Totally.
Hey, guys.
That you have to do that. There's no other... Yeah.
Like, my name's Jason. I'm so sorry. Like, I had explosive diarrhea. You guys can all taste it right now. I'm really sorry. Like, you know... Like, I don't know. Like, what do you even say?
You give everybody $10. And you're like, this is my own money.
There's no... I mean, you have to do that. You have to do that. But...
Hey,
that's
gang.
A rough one.
Hey, yeah. Gang.
Hey, fam. Sorry.
Super sorry.
One of your boys beefed it up.
Yeah.
We could just thug it out. All we need is, like, it's 4 more hours in the flight. We're just going to thug it out. We're not going to turn around.
Atlanta to Ibiza is probably, like, a 12-hour flight? 10 to 12?
Yeah, probably.
You're only 2 in? That's a rough extra bit.
But then it's like 4 hours to,
and you have to reset the whole thing. I would have been of the vote. We tough it out.
Just
no
doubt. I think like it got to the point where it was not safe for people to fly. Like, I swear to God, it wasn't like a. There wasn't like an. I can't think of another situation where there was like a non-confrontational emergency landing.
Yeah.
Right.
Or Well, there's no medical emergency. That's kind of a medical emergency, but like nobody's dying on the plane.
Yeah, and
or,
like no
I
one's
guess,
like
maybe.
There's no like threat, right? No one's like trying to break down a door. There's no like physical altercation. There's nothing like wrong with the plane.
Yeah,
like, no engines down.
There, what's like the poo-poo disease? Is it
E. coli?
E. coli.
I don't think it's airborne, though. I think you have to ingest it.
I
think you're right. But there's like pink eye, but just like breathing in, like, because like it's recirculating
air. It can't
air.
Be good.
No. And like the smell's not going away.
No. That one's sticking. I wonder how they.
And I honestly think that they.
Just scrapped the whole plane.
Well, they brought it back, and then I think they spent like 2 hours deep cleaning the plane.
Yeah. That's it?
And they went back on the same plane.
Oh, no.
I think so.
They didn't
yeah.
give them a different plane?
Yeah.
No, I think you just clean it. In 2 hours to clean that, that's a pretty good clean.
Well,
because you have like a rapid response clean team. They fucking are they ripping carpet out? Probably not. They're on the hands and knees.
I think it's like a shampoo.
Yeah.
Like
I feel like the
wash.
Carpet on that could be like. I feel like you could rip that carpet out pretty quick. And
but I feel like it's such a low-ply carpet that it's like you can get all that
maybe.
Like, literal shit out of there, you know? Get a shop vac.
Yeah, spray some like Bactine or
Febreze.
Iodine.
Mm. Yeah.
Rubbing alcohol.
That's when you're on the plane and you're like, fuck, I wish I had my mask right now.
Yeah.
It wouldn't do anything.
Or like you put a little... antibacterial soap on something. The mask.
Yeah.
That's the move.
It's a, you're like the plague doctor mask.
Yeah.
It's got like flowers in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would like a follow up on the guy who did that. Or girl.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where are they now?
I don't know. I just have diarrhea on plane on my notes. There's no link to that one.
I feel like, well, I don't know. I bleached my entire, like, shower butthole? Yesterday.
I thought that's where that was going, too.
Yeah, bleached my butthole yesterday. And, like, my bathroom smelled like bleach. I don't know if it was because I was breathing it in so much for, like, an hour while I was, like, deep scrubbing.
That's got to be good for you.
But I feel like there's definitely going to be, like, a chemical residue smell on the plane after the doo-doo.
Yeah. I'd rather have that than the doo-doo smell, though. Yeah. Today I learned in the 1920 USA Census, 99% of all men with the first name of Booker were black.
What's the significance of that?
Booker Washington?
Booker T. Washington.
Is that the peanut butter guy?
No, he's like a...
Culver or something?
Booker T. Washington was like a...
Black man?
What do they call... Well, you see, he wasn't a civil rights activist because it was before that, but...
Abolitionist.
No, yes, abolitionist. There you go.
Boom.
Good job, Cor.
Thanks. And he invented peanut butter.
I don't know about that.
George Washington Carver.
Oh, okay. Some good news. Emperor penguin colonies experience, quote, a total breeding failure. Up to 10,000 chicks likely drowned or froze to death in the Antarctic.
This was good news?
As their sea ice platform fragmented before they could develop waterproof feathers.
This was good news?
No, it's bad news. I just was trying to give a little zag in there.
Honestly, penguins, I could take it or lose them.
10,000 chicks drowned because their ice thing melted because of global climate change.
They're
going to
be extinct in a couple years.
Yeah, but like, fly or don't.
Let God
fly or die, baby.
Yeah.
You had to choose, like, obviously animals are going extinct. What's your number one where you're like, put them on the chopping block?
Mosquitoes.
I feel like mosquitoes, they have a use.
No, they don't.
Not to me.
Mosquitoes have a use. They're bugs for other bugs.
Yeah, but mosquitoes. Like, there's other bugs for other bugs.
Yeah, true.
Think about that. Maybe. There's flies who have, like, a greater use than mosquitoes.
Damn, if I could just completely annihilate an entire species of animal, that's the question, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, rats, maybe? There's a lot of disease spread with rats, but there's also animal. That's... Other animals eat those. What are all the cats gonna do? All the cats are gonna get depression now.
I'd probably pick something that's close already. Like, coyotes. Get rid of those last two white rhinos.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. That's a reasonable
just choice. A quick little band-aid pull off. Yeah.
They're gone. Whatever.
That's a very practical answer. Yeah, that's a good one. Well, I think you win, honestly.
Yeah. An animal that they thought had been like the snow leopard.
Yeah,
they discovered it. Seen them in like 20 years. Yeah, it's like, yeah, you're done.
Yeah, never mind. We're good on that.
Nice. That's a humane answer.
Yeah, thank you. I saw a rhino. God,
that's so fucked up.
It's real, though.
I saw a rhino and a hippo fight the other day in like night. There was like a safari. And they had, like, these giant spotlights, and there's these fucking giant rhino going after a hippo. It was
both
sick.
Adult?
Yeah.
In the water?
No.
Well, the rhino wins. In the water?
The hippo every time.
The fight.
The hippo was trying to bite the rhino.
Wasn't even using its horn?
No, because the hippo snuck up. They got big tusks.
Oh, sorry, I got that backwards. Wait, the hippo was trying to bite the rhino?
Yeah, and then the rhino was like, whoa, whoa, what's going on? Because the hippo was trying to get him.
Yeah.
He was trying to get him. And then the rhino finally realized, like, oh, we're scrapping. Turned around, started chasing the hippo. Hippo's way faster than the rhino.
Way faster. Whoa.
Yeah, got away. Huh. Not before he, like, got a little horn in the butt.
Oh.
But, yeah, it was awesome. I get, like, all these cool animal videos now on TikTok because I watched, like, a gorilla eat a head of lettuce one time. Nice. And the algorithm's like, yep, now
he's an animal boy.
You're an animal guy now. And it's like, nice. I guess, yeah, I'm an animal guy. I love it.
Huh. Chill.
Hippos were fast.
They're the most dangerous animals in Africa.
Yeah, by far.
Very aggressive.
I didn't know they were fast on land, though. I know you don't want to fuck with them in the water, but on land, too, that's not fair.
I just think that you want to avoid them at all times.
Could you outrun a rhino?
No.
No?
I don't think so. Mm. Maybe for, a little bit.
I mean, I could, but...
Well,
rhino land speed. I don't know why.
There's no way.
What speed it would be.
Or, could I just do, a quick, jimmy juke, you know?
Yeah, I think
white rhino can run... Run can reach a speed of 50 kilometers per hour, 31 miles per hour.
Yeah, I could do that.
Black rhinos can run at 35 miles per hour. Yeah. So no, you cannot outrun a rhino.
I could do a black one.
I was watching, there was also another video where they are, it's this last ancient tribe in Africa. They do this thing called a walk down where they're hunting antelopes. They're hunting a male antelope with these giant horns, and they literally just spend fucking 3 days walking this animal down to the point where the animal gives up because it's exhausted.
Yeah,
and they just come up and just
yeah.
It's kind of back on when you were saying that we're the most efficient, you just fucking wait them out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and that's why I feel you could outrun a rhino.
You just pull the fucking the mummy approach, where it's just the humans are just on the horizon coming after you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Research came out that said that the southern accent is disappearing. It's going to die soon.
Huh.
I don't know. I've listened to some of those boys on TikTok. They're just going strong.
Well, it's you know how a lot of people in other countries can do an amazing American accent because mm-hmm. of Hollywood movies and TV shows and whatnot. Yeah. It's like that. It's with the internet and more media being consumed from other places, there's not a whole lot of that happening. There's not a lot of Southern shit that's being broadcast everywhere.
Yeah.
And everybody in the South is ingesting all this news and videos and stuff from non-South, and so they're speaking without a Southern accent now. It's dying.
So they're being the Southern accent and Southern culture almost is kind of being dissolved slash absorbed.
I don't know about the culture, but just the way people talk, their vernacular is dying.
To say that part of it is that other places outside of America are digesting and culture, accents, videos, whatever.
Yeah.
And none of that is coming from the South would suggest that the culture that's being, digested would not be coming from the South.
Well, it's you can still be fucking super racist without having a Southern accent, yeah. You know?
It helps.
So Southern people are still ingesting Fox News, right? But it's not just, there's no one on Fox News with oh yeah, I'm a crawdad offer, from the
South. Might be.
I think
there
the last is. Guy was the Raging Cajun.
Yeah, but he was a liberal. He was a Democrat. He? Oh yeah, absolutely. James Carville.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Well, he was famous because he was bleeding heart liberal. He was in the Clinton administration, and his wife is ultra conservative. Polar opposite ends of the spectrum, and they just made it work.
That's the Conway.
Yeah, Conway. They got divorced.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Dang.
But essentially it is, yeah.
You don't see... Well, okay, to touch on the Southern dialect, what it is they realized how dumb they sound.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to sound like that anymore.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
They do sound dumb, the way they be talking.
Yeah, I mean, if you're hey, do a character of somebody racist, my go-to would be a Southern accent.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Effeminate preacher, you know?
That is my go-to Southern accent. Yeah. Just well, I do declare.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's the best. It's the
easiest. I did not touch the boy. The boy touched me. There was a slow news day the other day, and one of the articles was I love it. I love Daily Mail when there's not a lot of news.
They, gotta find
they
something.
Have to make up 800 fucking news stories a day, right? And so they're fuck, Michael Jackson didn't die again. What do we do? So this was the whole article title. Horror author Stephen King claims his wife threatened to divorce and disembowel him because he played Lou Bega's Mambo Number 5 on repeat. Apparently he's a huge fucking fan, and the quote was from the wife, "One more time and I'm gonna fucking leave you." And this whole article was about how much Stephen King loved Mambo Number 5 and would just blast it constantly around the house.
It's a hit.
I'm 100% on the wife's side. I'm not saying it's a bad song, but like any song where it's like, oh my god, if I hear this one more time, I'm gonna fucking claw your eyes out.
Yeah,
like, for sure.
But I just love that it's like one of the greatest authors of like all time.
That was like a one hit wonder. You didn't do anything else, right?
I'm talking Stephen King.
Oh, okay.
Just being like, this is the greatest song I've ever fucking... The lyrics in here are so beautiful.
It's ironic.
Yeah, a little bit of you makes me old man.
He recognized the fine prose and was like, this is it.
Yeah.
This is it.
They cracked it. But I just love the idea of like goofy ass Stephen King like dancing in his underwear around the house and his wife just being like, I'm gonna fucking disembowel 1,000%. You. Like straight up.
That was probably his like cocaine years. You know how he was heavy into cocaine, and it was like
Stephen King was heavy into cocaine.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
He like doesn't even remember writing. What's the dog one? Cujo. He like was blacked out, like drunk and on coke, and just wrote Cujo.
I mean, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah,
it's like
sick.
I mean, I don't accomplish shit. He was able to write a whole book. That's actually coherent. Yeah. And that's amazing. Yeah.
The editor helped a little bit, I think. Did you you guys see that there was those two bikers in England that were like on a Sunday morning bike ride, and they just come across King Charles just like cruising around, like literally just walking around like with his dog or whatever, and they just like stopped and chat with King Charles for a little bit.
There was no like armed guards or anything.
No, he was just cruising solo through the countryside.
He had to have fucking slipped him or something.
That's sick.
Yeah, and it was just like they got to talk to their king for like
man of the people.
Yeah,
that is chill.
And it's just like, yeah, that'd be fucking sick. I'd be so down to just be like, hey, what up, Charles? What up, Chuck?
Yeah, that would be sick. I, like, think about, like, if randomly you, like, get a knock on the door and you, like, open it and it's just, like, the president. It doesn't matter if it's Trump or Biden or Obama or whoever. And it's just, like, knocking your door and the president's there. He's got, like, his whole squad.
Yeah.
And he, like, wants to, like, come in. Like, what do you do?
Well, how big's his squad?
It's him, it's his like assistant person, right? And then it's probably like maybe one or two other PR people, and then there's like four Secret Service people.
So we're talking like eight,
probably
six to eight.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, my house isn't that big, but like I make it work, put on a cup of coffee depending on what time it is. I mean, try to be a good host, number one.
Yeah.
I don't care who it is.
Yeah.
You guys want a White Claw?
Yeah.
I know the security guys.
You want to hit the weed pen?
Yeah.
Dark Brandon's here for sure.
Mr. President, do you want to see my gun?
Yeah.
That would be good.
I don't know. I'd probably just close the door and be like, nah, dude.
I'm a renter. Sorry.
Yeah. Start complaining.
My toilet don't work.
Yeah.
You guys here to fix the plumbing? Use a southern accent right away.
Exactly.
Some fresh news from this morning. Usher is going to be headlining the Super Bowl halftime show. I don't know how I feel about that.
He's got hits, though. Mm. I saw that.
Like, when was the last one?
That's not exciting. That is not an exciting
one. Well, like, who's the...
Like, Dr. Dre, like, he's kind of...
Yeah.
But he's like got the Dre hits, but then he also produced a bunch of other shit.
Yeah.
And he's got like other people that he's collabed with, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like that was chill when Snoop Dogg was like smoking a blunt.
Yeah.
He comes out and like Eminem and shit, and it's like that's cool. But Usher, like, name three Usher songs.
Yeah. Damn. That's it. That's the only one I know, but I know he has hits.
Yeah. I would know them.
Yeah.
If they played. But, like, And when was the last time that you heard a new Usher song?
It's been a long time.
Like 20 years?
Yeah. Okay, so my thought is they probably... So Rihanna did last year's.
And she was the first of the Apple Music. It used to be the Pepsi halftime show.
Oh.
And then she was the first person to perform in the Apple halftime show. So it's like weird to go from RiRi to Usher.
Well, you know what it was. Rihanna was pregnant with child. God bless her. But she didn't dance a lot. And Usher is gonna dance.
Yeah,
you Usher's think? Gonna dance. Maybe. I think that you're gonna be surprised with
how old is Usher.
He's
50 something, probably. He looks young.
If Keanu Reeves is 59, Usher is 42.
44.
Dang, I was close.
Speaking of NFL, we got to talk about Aaron Rodgers.
Dude.
Four plays in.
Dude.
I watched the whole Knox training camp, yeah. too. And, like, every episode, they're like, oh, my God, Aaron yeah. Rodgers is a fucking god. Yeah. Like, everything you heard about Aaron Rodgers is bullshit, you know? Yeah. Like, all the players are, like, talking about how amazing he is and how he's throwing no-look passes. Yeah. And it's just, like, a savant on the field.
Yeah.
And then four plays in, torn Achilles.
Dude, do you see the Nick Chubb injury?
No. Oh, that one's really bad, too.
Nick Chubb?
Yeah.
Just fully, like, hyperextend knee.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah.
When he was getting, like, drove off the field, he just, like, stone-faced. He's just, like, obviously upset that it's, like, his season's over. And it's like, dude, I would be fucking crying like a baby. That looked gnarly.
Yeah, as a fellow knee injury survivor, it's not fun, dude.
Well, back to Aaron, the whole thing is they're blaming it on the turf.
Mm. It's his age.
No.
Uh-oh. Yeah,
there's a bunch
that.
Of other guys playing on the same turf.
No, there was like...
It was like raining
in previous
some
seasons,
shit.
There have been like... The same field has caused like four or five, maybe even six like catastrophic injuries for players.
Were they at New York?
Yes.
When they were playing?
Yes.
Okay, well, it's your house, your fault, you know?
And the NFL like Players Association is like, listen... We need to go back to grass because, like, turf, your, like, cleats get caught in it a certain way. And it's, like, you're obviously, like, injuring players. And the NFL's like, wow, we just spent, like, fucking $300 million on this fucking field. Like, we're not going back to grass.
Well, because I know that the Super Bowl had a bunch of shit with the field.
Yeah.
Because it was, like, it was too wet or the grass was, like... too short and too wet, and so everyone was slipping and sliding around. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you can blame. I do think that, like, yeah, there's more injuries on turf, but it's like an injury is gonna, like, injury's gonna injure, you know?
I don't know, dude. Messi refuses to play on turf.
Does he?
Yep. Refuses.
What?
Yep.
That's such a baller move.
Yeah, he's just like, no, not playing.
In the contract, like, no, sorry. Yep.
I didn't know that, but he's a gangster. There's very few people who have the power to be able to be like, well, I'm just not.
Like, yeah. You can't make me.
Yeah.
I saw, like, the slow motion of his Achilles, like, snapping, and it fully just, like, like a rubber band back up towards like his knee.
And I was like, it feels like a curtain slamming up. Like when you pull a curtain and it springs up.
That's fun.
And but like a lot of athletes, you can even see Kobe do this. They try to like pull it down.
Yeah.
That's like their first reaction.
Yeah. They take like the top of their calf and like try to like move it back down.
I don't know. He's aiming to be back for
like
playoffs.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's it.
Yeah, I think he's probably done. That might be the end of his career.
I don't know.
No, let's hope not.
Why? Who cares about Aaron Rodgers? He's fucking whatever.
Well, just, you don't want, okay. I don't ever want to see a player's career ended because of an injury. How about that, Zach?
Some, for sure. I have no problem with that.
Some?
Yeah. Especially in the NFL. There's a couple people that play in the NFL that have questionable character.
That you want to see injured?
Don't want to see injured. Just don't have a problem if that's how they go out. I'm not saying I want to see anyone injured. Just don't think somebody's legacy is necessarily worth preserving. Just just because they play sports.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who's like a shitty player? Who are you talking about?
Who do you hate?
There's a couple. There's a lot of sexual assault people in the NFL. There's one guy who's got like 23 cases against him.
That's fair.
What's his name?
Innocent until proven guilty, though.
I think he was, like, all the cases were settled out of court.
So he's innocent.
23 of them.
I don't know if that makes you innocent. Deshaun Watson? Deshaun Watson?
Yeah.
Quarterback?
Huh. As a joke, bought a Baltimore Ravens jersey. Because, like, I don't have a team that I support, and, like, we have a fantasy league that...
Why would you buy a Ravens jersey?
Lamar Jackson. Well, because
I was like, the last time, because I was looking at it, and one of the guys is a big 49ers fan, and the last time the 49ers went to the Super Bowl, they lost to the Baltimore Ravens.
So it was a spite purchase.
It was a spite purchase, and I bought a Ray Lewis jersey.
Oh, that's kind
of chill. Without knowing that he was acquitted of a double murder.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I have a very sick purple Ray Lewis Baltimore jersey.
Nice.
That I've been wearing on our review shows. It's great. Honestly, they fit. Nobody told me how chill NFL jerseys like fit and feel to wear.
Jerseys in general are great.
Yeah. I'm just like down. I'm like, whoa, this is like a nice material. It's thick. It kind of like enhances my shoulders a little bit, you know?
I feel like you should buy jerseys only from like disgraced athletes.
Yeah.
Like you've got like an OJ Simpson SC jersey, you know?
You have a Karl Malone Jazz jersey.
Yeah.
That would be cool. That'd be a good collection.
That's just, that's.
You have a number 8 Kobe jersey.
Oh. Yeah. I have 2 shows that I would like to recommend.
Okay.
One is called Wrestlers on Netflix.
Okay.
And I don't know how familiar you guys are with like wrestling, but there's like the WWF, mm-hmm. right? Or like the WWE, I think is what it is now.
Yeah.
And then there's AEW, which is the new one, mm-hmm. American Elite Wrestling. And those are like national brands, right? That are like, they have like a show every week, you know, whatever. They do WrestleMania. It's like, that's like the big fanfare.
Are they part of the same company or are they different?
I think they're different. I think they're both, they're 2 like wrestling conglomerations, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And so what happened was in like the early 90s, they bought out the rights, the television rights of all these other like more regional companies, right? Mm-hmm. And so this documentary is about one of the only, there's like 2 that are still alive and they're both like lose massive amounts of money. They like can't afford to keep going, but they just keep going. Like the wrestlers sometimes even fight for free and shit. Yeah. And one of them is OVW, Ohio Valley Wrestling. True. And a lot, what happens usually is like if someone is big there, they immediately get swooped up by the WWE or AEW. But Ohio Valley Wrestling, it's spearheaded by this guy who used to be in the WWF called Al Snow. Do you guys know who Al Snow is?
No, sounds familiar, but no.
He was this like famous, he was a face and then he became a heel and then he became a face again. But his shtick was he had a mannequin head that he had like a telekinetic relationship with that was like constantly telling him to do stuff and whatever, and he would like wrestle with this thing and it was called Head. Yeah. And so he would like shake it and he would shake his head and everyone would be like, yeah, and like one of the slogans is like everybody wants Head, you know, and like
sick.
He would like sometimes he would do tag team wrestling matches where it was him and the Head versus 2 other guys, you know, and like all kinds of whatever, just like crazy. But now he's like 50. He's like writing the scripts for this Ohio Valley Wrestling. They're like shooting stuff. And it's an awesome documentary.
Damn.
On this, like, there's like all these hick wrestlers. And then some of them, there's this guy that's from India that's like the big, the title guy, you know. And then there's like these women and there's like a mother daughter. And like they get into like a blood match, you know, where they put like tacks on the ground and like they're getting cut, like played some glass and shit. And I was like, I think it's like 8 or 10 episodes long. And I was like, at the end of it, I was like getting teary eyed. The way that they like built this like arc to the very end. And it, yeah, I really recommend it. Sick. It's worth a watch. Then the other one is this HBO show that I had never heard of, but I just binge watched, called How To with John Wilson. Have you guys heard of this?
I just watched that entire series.
Dude, so good. I don't know how I had never heard of it before.
Yeah.
But it's 3 seasons long. Each season is like 6 episodes. And like this last season was the last. It was done. Like he's done with it now. But it's essentially this guy lives in New York, this documentarian, and he just shoots everything. He walks around with a camera and just shoots like all these like random New Yorkers, and he runs into these like fucking crazy people, and he just like meets this person, he starts talking to them, and like they start like saying something interesting. He's like, oh yeah, like let's go back to your house, and like they go back to that person's house, and then like you just like dive deeper and deeper into these like random people. And what's cool is like the episode is titled like, you know, like how to send mail,
how to track your package,
how to make small talk, and it seems like they're like these super easy like WikiHow, like step one, do this, whatever, but he makes them so personal where it's like, you know, at first you want to do this, and like if you can't do that, and then he goes on all these like crazy tangents. Like he meets some guy who was circumcised when he was a kid, but he now has like invented this device that you can put on your circumcised penis to stretch your foreskin to make it look like it's uncircumcised, and like this guy wrote a whole album about it, and he's like filming this guy show him how to put like weights on his penis and like inventions that he's had.
You see like full dick and balls as this guy's like putting weights on his penis. It's fucking unbelievable,
and it's like it's so good, and it just made me think of like, fuck, dude, whoever edited this had to go through like thousands and thousands of hours of shit. But yeah,
he's got to do it himself. I guarantee he has to edit it himself.
Yeah.
Either that or he has somebody write it for him, and then he picks he's like, oh, this like will fit perfectly in here.
And it's a Nathan Felder production.
Yeah.
So it's got that Nathan For You, like, kind of has a little bit of the, you know, the Absolutely productions, the Tim and Eric style. It's really good. It's super awkward.
It's absurd.
And he's just like Nathan Felder, where it's like kind of autistic.
Yeah.
But it's like really personal. I had never seen anything like it, and it's so good, and like you have to go watch it.
He gets away with like, it's got to just be because he has like the HBO pass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or it's just like HBO, you can do whatever you want.
He like randomly gets on like a tip to go meet the owner of like Bang Energy Drinks, and he like randomly finds this guy's address and like shows up to this huge mansion, and they're having like a bridal shower, and he like walks in, and it's like all women and like people walking around with like food trays and shit, and he like has a camera, and he's like, oh, hello, hi, like I'm looking for like Mr. Bang or whatever. And like this guy comes out with like all this plastic surgery, and like in this robe, he's like, who are you, whatever, blah blah. He's like, oh, I'm John Wilson, like I'm making a documentary, and it's like blah blah. And then like he's like, oh, I'm with HBO, and he's like, oh, HBO, he's like, well, let me give you a tour of the house, you know, and like, yeah, like,
yeah, yeah, gets to do whatever it's the fuck crazy he wants.
But yeah, and there's like footage of him going to like the Emmys and like people not knowing who he is, and him getting like turned away from like the HBO after party. It's like, dude, yeah, it's I haven't seen anything like it. I don't know if I'm gonna see anything like it.
It's since like surreal.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah, you gotta check it out.
Okay.
And like the ending of season 3 is fucking one of the most insane things I've ever heard or like seen.
It's a good show.
Yeah. Highly recommend.
What else? What else do we have to talk about?
We're hoping to get Shane back soon. Baby's growing up now.
Yeah, it doesn't need him.
No.
No.
It's good.
Yeah.
What does he provide anyways?
He did his job, dude.
Yeah.
9 months ago. Yeah.
It's not like it's that long, you know, just for a couple hours. Change the diaper, come over. What could happen?
Dude, the thing about diapers is they don't even need to be changed.
No.
Look at the diarrhea plane, dude. Four hours. Like, yeah, their baby can sit in his soiled diaper for 4 hours.
What I'm upset about is we got a picture of your diaper being used. Everybody got to sign a diaper. We got a picture of Woody's diaper being used.
Yep.
But they apparently haven't used my diaper or Zach's diaper yet.
Or they just, like, they were like, no other diaper is going to compare to...
I don't remember what I wrote on mine, but I remember it being arguably inappropriate. I don't remember what it was, though. I remember it being... When I put it down, I, like, put other diapers on top of it, so no one would see it.
Nice.
Yeah, I wrote something about a boy's hog or something.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well... There it is. We'll see you soon for episode 100. We got some special shit going down for that episode, so be on the lookout. All right, goodbye.
See you.